Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, December the 18th, 2023, 20 minutes past the hour, 34 degrees and cloudy skies. And as you can tell by the sound of my voice, I finally got the fruitcake toss voice. Now, I don't know what has happened every year since we've done the fruitcake toss. But for some reason, either the following day or the day after, I get this kind of hoarse voice from the fruitcake toss. I don't know if it's because I stand out there and yell for an hour, or if it's because the weather is a little cooler out there. I don't know. It all goes to the voice, which is very strange, because I don't have a runny nose. I don't have a fever. I don't have anything like that. It's just all in the voice. It's getting a little better, though. The more I talk, I think the better it gets. So hopefully by the end of the morning, it'll be better, and hopefully it'll be a little clearer by tomorrow morning. But this is what we have right now, so that's the way it goes. It's very strange that it happens every year and always just a few days after the fruitcake toss. But as I say, it is better than it was. When did it start? I think Saturday. I started to feel a little issue with the throat. And yesterday, it was definitely worn out. And today, so far, it's not horrible. I think the more I talk, the better it gets. But here we are, 22 minutes past the hour. Monday, December 18th, 2023. Just a few days left until Christmas. Now, I should remind everybody, we will not be on next Monday morning because Monday morning next week will be Christmas Day. So listen for the repeats next Monday morning, but we will not be on Monday morning as, of course, that will be Christmas Day. Now, I did go through McDonald's this morning and talk about a Christmas gift. December 21st, free, any size Coca-Cola beverage. Only on the app. Now, apparently, you've got to have the app to get the free any-size Coca-Cola beverage. But you can get the free any-size Coca-Cola beverage December 21st, which will be Thursday, at McDonald's. Now, I don't know if this is at all McDonald's, but I know it definitely will be at the one at 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road. Also, free large fries with a minimum purchase of $1. So that all going on at McDonald's on December 21st. Should mention, we still are taking your Christmas cards here at the station. 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302, WGH Talk Radio. If you send us a card and put your return address in the card, we will get you a card back. So again, WGH Talk, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. The big Christmas specials coming up tomorrow night, one of my favorite specials all year round. We get together in the spring for the anniversary party, but really the Christmas party is a lot of fun because I think we all get together and we sing. And none of us really can sing, and we read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and we read Yes, Virginia, There is a Santa Claus, and we just have a lot of fun at the Christmas party, the Christmas special, and that's coming up tomorrow, Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m., so don't miss that for love nor money, as they say. My last interview with Mayor Scott Schertzer will take place tomorrow morning on this station, 9:15 until 10 a.m. We're actually going to do it in person in the studio. So I look forward to that. The last interview after 16 years with Mayor Schertzer tomorrow morning, 9:15 until 10 a.m. So look forward to that. And look forward to listening to that. Of course, we're going to talk about a few of the current events going on in town with the auditor and city council and things of that nature. But also going to look back at the mayor's 16 years in office. That'll be tomorrow morning, 9:15 until 10 a.m. Today, I am going to try to go out and go shopping. You know, I have never been, well, I've probably been more behind on Christmas shopping, in Christmas shopping, than I am this year. But I am pretty far behind this year. I don't know how it happened. I think it's just been a busy holiday season. It seems like every day something has been going on. We've lit two Christmas trees in Caledonia and Marion. We had the fruitcake toss. We have the Christmas special coming up tomorrow night. It has just seemed very, very busy. Took the trip up to Cleveland last Sunday night. But hopefully the shopping will commence today, and I will get a great deal of it done. I'll have to report back to you tomorrow morning how the shopping went. As I said, the throat is the way it is. I have a lozenge in there this morning, hopefully trying to make it better. We'll see how it goes as the morning goes on. Telephone lines are open, by the way, if you'd like to call in and save me here while the voice is a little rattly. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything you'd like to talk about as we head into the holiday season here, give me a buzz. Now, Thursday, they'll call that the first day of winter, I believe. I know they like to move that around. And they'll also call it the shortest day of the year, shortest day of daylight hours. But, you know, this year, I have even heard that that's up in the air, that it may not be the shortest day of daylight hours. Has anybody else heard that? That something weird is going on Thursday where it might not be the shortest day of daylight hours? Something going on with the weather? I don't know. I heard that somewhere. We'll see how it all turns out. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Came across an interesting story this morning. I think this relates to Marion in a way, but it's from Louisville, Kentucky. Abraham Lincoln's top hat is missing from a bronze sculpture along the Ohio River in Louisville, Kentucky. The sculptor, Ed Hamilton, posted photos of his artwork at Waterfront Park on Facebook on Saturday and said someone stole the hat from the sculpture. They had to be strong and determined to pry the bronze from a base. Good grief, his post said. Metro Louisville police told news outlets that an online report has been filed with the department, and they are asking anyone with information to call in an anonymous tip. The 12-foot statue of Lincoln, seated on a rock looking out on the Ohio River, was dedicated in 2009. The top hat had rested on a rock beside the former president, who was born in rural Kentucky. Park officials are reviewing video recordings to see if they can spot any suspicious activity, Hamilton told the Courier-Journal. He said he hopes the hat is returned soon. So there you go. In Louisville, Kentucky, somebody has stolen Abraham Lincoln's hat. Which, of course, always brings me back to Marion and the fact that we have lost President Harding's dog collar. Now, I do not understand what is going on. Why do people steal these things? Why do you want Abraham Lincoln's bronze hat? Does anybody have any idea why did anybody want President Harding's dog collar, Abraham Lincoln's bronze hat, and President Harding's dog collar? Now, why would anybody want these items? Does anybody have any idea? Oh, by the way, we're supposed to have afternoon snow today, which apparently this gets people all worked up. Now, as near as I can tell, there's going to be no accumulation. But anytime you say snow in Ohio, it seems to get people all worked up. Now, I'm not really sure why that is, but for whatever reason, people will be at the store and they'll be buying bread and water and milk. And I always say, why bread and milk? Why bread and milk? There'll be no bread and milk left for the holidays. So a little bit of snow in the forecast. Has anybody heard about that? What's your take on the snow coming up here today? Or the loss of Abraham Lincoln's hat? 740-751-4038. And again, don't forget the last interview with Mayor Schertzer is Mayor tomorrow morning, 9:15 a.m. on this station. And the big Christmas special tomorrow night, 7:15 to 9 p.m. Not going to want to miss those. Two big things coming up tomorrow. You know, there were two nice stories yesterday, Sunday morning, on the CBS Sunday Morning Show with Jane Pauley, which Jane Pauley does a tremendous job with this show. And one of them was on the 98th birthday, 98 years for Dick Van Dyke. Now, a few years ago, I got to interview Dick Van Dyke, and I had a lot of fun with that. But 98 years old, can you imagine that? And it was a great interview, and he's still going strong. And I think they're doing a special to him this week, for him this week, on the CBS network, celebrating his 98 years of life, which I think they should. And the other was on Bryant Gumbel retiring from his post at HBO, Real Sports, I believe after 29 years of hosting that show. So that should be interesting. Well, we're going to do one of our traditions here this morning. We started this many years ago. It's the Ed Asner Christmas skit. So let's get started with this here. The Ed Asner Christmas skit. We play this every year. Let's do it here on WGH.
Welcome to the show. Today we're going to do something very special for the holiday season. I know you're listening have some questions about what to do during coming holiday season. So I have enlisted an expert to help us. Let me see if I can get them on the line. Hello, this is Scott Spears with WWGH Radio. Is our Christmas expert there?
Well, yes, it is.
What's your name?
Ed Asner. What's it to you?
Ed Asner? What do you know about Christmas?
Well, you know how many times I've played Santa Claus? Where were you? I know everything about the Yuletide season. Are you going to get on to your questions, or should I come Dick your halls personally?
And I can certainly see you have the holiday spirit.
Yeah, they hired me for my personality. And there you go with that holiday stuff. Are you one of those happy holiday guys?
Well, yes, I like to encompass all the holidays at this time of year.
You send holiday cards, eat holiday cookies. Do you celebrate Holiday Eve?
Well, no, I guess I don't.
Checkmate. Christmas it is.
Okay, well, it's getting late in the season. Is it too late to send out my Christmas cards?
Christmas cards? You send them Pony Express? This is the email age. You email your Christmas cards. and it's never too late.
Well, I kind of like having Christmas cards to hang around the house.
You want something to hang with? You ever hear of mistletoe at Christmas?
Well, yeah.
Well, nothing. Hang the mistletoe, not the cards. Cards are flammable. Mistletoe is nice, safe, juicy. For example, at the big Christmas party I have every year, I always hang mistletoe, and I've never regretted it. Not buying chapstick, yes, that's a regret. But the mistletoe, no regrets there.
What does this have to do with Christmas cards?
Nothing, I'm just like telling that story.
But I want real Christmas cards to hang around the house.
Well, then I guess you should have sent those cards out right after Thanksgiving, boyzo. But no, you sat around eating leftover cold turkey sandwiches. And now you're out of luck. Christmas cards at youweretoolate.com.
Okay, what is the best thing to serve at your holiday gathering?
There you go again. Christmas party! Say it, Christmas!
Okay, Christmas party. What's the best food to serve at your Christmas party?
Well, I like fruitcake and eggnog.
I don't really like fruitcake.
I don't really care. It's not about you. It's about your guests. And I like fruitcake. As a matter of fact, I like most any kind of cake, except cupcakes. Never been a fan. Why separate a perfectly good cake?
What does this have to do with my party?
You have a real me attitude, you know that? You know, Santa Claus is not going to leave anything in your stocking this year, or any year, with this type of attitude. In my day, if you were good, Santa left an orange in your stocking. If you were really good, Santa left two oranges in your stocking. And if you were really, really, really good, you got a pair of gloves.
Why not three oranges?
Who wants an orange for Christmas? You know what it was like to wake up Christmas morning and have nothing but a lousy orange? I'm not starving. All the kids in the neighborhood are out playing with their new sleds and bicycles. And I had an orange. I can hardly imagine how jealous they were.
Okay, what about music? What's the best music to play at a Christmas party?
Now we're talking. This is my special area. You could go classic, Silver Bells, It's Christmas Time in the City, or Walking in a Winter Wonderland, or my all-time favorite, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoes help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna say, you see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Wow, that's impressive. And you know, it's my favorite too. Written in 1944 by Mel Torme.
Oh, man, that's depressing.
Why?
Because I'm older than the song. It was written in 1944. I'm depressed. I need some fruitcake.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
What?
A favorite Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, well... My God, haven't you heard of Elf?
That's a good Christmas movie. I particularly like Santa Claus in that movie.
Well, hands down, It's a Wonderful Life. What a great story. Jimmy Stewart singing, and that famous line from Little Zuzu at the end. Every time you hear a bell, the oranges have arrived, FedEx.
That's not the line. It's every time you hear a bell, an angel gets his wings.
Oh. There must have been a different version in my neighborhood.
Okay, let's try this. What's the best story to read to your family at Christmas time?
Oh, without question. Ebenezer Scrooge. Bah, humbug. Oh, what a story that is. A guy who is evil and is visited by three ghosts, and then turns into a nice man. Yeah, you know, I had an Uncle Ebenezer. Yeah, old Ebenezer Asner. A lot of Z's there, isn't there? Boy, was he a difficult guy to get along with. When I was growing up, on Christmas morning, he would come over with figgy pudding. Who wants figgy pudding? Yuck. But I got even with him. I used to throw those darn Christmas oranges at his car.
Oh, wasn't exactly Charles Dickens, was it?
Hey, don't get me wrong. I love the holidays. But it's different now. Everyone in a hurry, wanting to buy something for someone else. It's supposed to be about family, and love, caring.
You know, that's beautiful.
I know. I read it on the back of the eggnog cart during my last break.
Well, not that this hasn't been fun, but do you happen to have any parting words for our audience?
Yes, I do. Enjoy the holidays. Stay safe. Be with your friends and family. Keep the spirit of goodness with you all year round. And most importantly, no oranges!
Merry Christmas, Mr. Asner.
Merry Christmas, Scott.
And we are all about tradition here at WGH Talk, the Ed Asner Christmas skit. I believe that was created in 2018. So this is the fifth Christmas we have played that. And you know, that is one of those things like the Phyllis Diller Thanksgiving skit. I wrote that up, and I thought, well, who in the world would be the best person to play this? And Ed Asner played Santa Claus in so many movies, one of the most famous, of course, being Elf. And he's kind of a curmudgeon type of a character, as Lou Grant and all the other things he did. And I thought, well, would Ed Asner do this? You know, Ed Asner to this day still holds the record, winning more Emmys than any other male actor in the history of the Emmy Awards. And I thought, there's no chance he's going to do this. But, you know, why not see? I sent it to him. He said he would do it. He did it. And we have it 5 years later. So I thank Ed Asner just it's just nice to have that. And he could not have played it any better. A few improvisations in there, but not too many. All right, phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. Anything to say in regard to the famous Ed Asner holiday skit tradition we have? Anything to say in regard to Abraham Lincoln's top hat being stolen? His bronze top hat down in Kentucky? What else do we have going on? Of course, we've got the big Christmas special party tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. Last interview with the mayor tomorrow morning, 9:15 to 10 a.m. live on this station. The mayor will be in studio. Look forward to that. Does everybody else have their Christmas shopping done? Or does anybody shop anymore? You know, I just see gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. That's all I see. Which, again, I am not saying that I am totally against gift cards. I'm really not. But it just seems like everybody's doing that. And I don't know if that really belies the fact that the thought counts. You know, they always say that at Christmas. It's the thought that counts. Well, how much thought goes into a gift card? I don't know. Maybe some. And I understand if you can't get out and around. I understand giving somebody a gift card. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. Did anybody see the piece yesterday on CBS Sunday Morning with Dick Van Dyke turning 98? Looks in pretty good shape to me for 98. Still moving around, still performing with his music group, still having a good time. You can't go wrong there. Bryant Gumbel giving up real sports after 29 years. Very interesting stuff, to say the least. And remember, you can send us a Christmas card here at the station, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Just make sure you put your return address in the card, and we will get a card back to you at some point during the holiday season. We've got the big gift exchange coming up on the Friday night program this week, 8:15 to 10 a.m. on Friday night. We're supposed to make something for each other, and we'll see how that all goes with Matt Carrington and Sean. I don't think any of us is particularly crafty. Now, maybe Carrington, maybe the most crafty of all of us, but we're going to give it a shot to see how well we can do this. Not go to gift cards, not go to the stores, but just try to make something that will have lasting impact for somebody else on Friday night. And by the way, that will be the last broadcast before the big Christmas Day, because Christmas is on Monday. So our last broadcast before Christmas will be Friday night, 8:15 until 10 a.m. Again, the phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I wonder how bad I sound this morning. You know, in my own head, it sounds probably worse than it is. I don't know. It's definitely better than it was on Saturday and Sunday. But still not quite back to where you would want it to be. Who knows? Maybe in the next 24 hours it'll come around. Does anybody have a home remedy for laryngitis or whatever something like this might be? I know they say to drink warm drinks. And they say to use throat lozenges. throat lozenges, and warm drinks, or what I have heard. I guess it coats the vocal cords or something. You know, I should have gotten a warm cup of tea this morning. That would have maybe helped the progress of the throat here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Anything on your mind? All right. Well, maybe people are getting, maybe people are out shopping. Well, I got a message from Mary here. She says, you sound pretty good to me. Well, maybe I don't sound as bad as I think I sound. Maybe that could be it. And now, I do have a little tickle in my throat, so if I do cough, you'll know what that's all about. But anything on anybody's mind, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who do you think might have taken Abraham Lincoln's top hat? Can you imagine somebody taking Abraham Lincoln's top hat? In Kentucky, of all places. Well, you know, the good thing is he didn't have to eat any gravy. So there's pluses to everything. You know what? We might do a little family feud here because tomorrow morning we'll have the mayor in. So we won't be able to do it tomorrow. You know, I can't remember. We had a category last week, and I don't think we finished it off. It was, well, maybe we'll do it again here, this category from last week. And if people remember all the answers, then we won't have any trouble going through it. Name something people associate with Santa Claus. Now, there were six answers altogether. Now, I don't remember which ones we got, but I don't think we finished it off. Name something people associate with Santa Claus. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something people associate with Santa Claus. I'm pretty sure we had either four or five of these. Now, there are six answers altogether. But I don't think we had all six. So, here we are. Name something people associate with Santa Claus. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Something people associate with Santa Claus. And as I look at the list here, it all looks like legitimate things. As 1 week from today, the big man in the red suit may be coming down your chimney. 7 days away. Isn't that amazing? We're this close to it. Go ahead, caller.
His beard.
His beard, yeah, his beard was number six. How do I sound this morning?
God, I haven't been listening. Oh. You're so low I can hardly hear you, but you sound good to me, what I hear.
Oh, low. I sound low?
No, you just sound good what I hear.
Oh, good. Well, see, I don't think it sounds as bad as I think. You know, every year I do this fruitcake toss, and I always get a little hoarse after the fruitcake toss.
Well, I could tell now that you sound a little hoarse, but somebody's sleeping, so I have to keep it very low.
Oh, I...
So, the sound and stuff, but you sound like you're a little hoarse.
Little hoarse, but don't sound too bad.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
Well, sounds good. Hey, thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. Beard is number six on the list. That is right. Something people associate with Santa Claus. Beard number 6. Five other answers on the list here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something people associate with Santa Claus. And as I said, I think we got 4 of these answers last week, but I don't think we got the last 2. But I did not mark down which ones we did get and which ones we did not get. So we're going to go with beard at this point, which was number 6 on the list. I'll put a lozenge in the mouth and see if that helps anything as the morning goes on here. Beard number 6. 10 people said beard. Does anybody have the other 5 answers? Something people associate with Santa Claus.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
The ones you got, one of them was his outfit.
Let's see here. No, his outfit's not on the list.
Well, I said it, and you said it was, I thought, last week.
No, not on this
his
list.
His costume, his outfit. Oh.
No.
Well, some say so many answers, I kind of, but I thought for sure I said outfit, and it was one.
You know, I don't know.
His costume, I mean, his, I don't know, I said his whole outfit, something. Not just part of it, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, the only thing that I can see is his beard on the list that would have to do with his clothes.
I thought for sure that was the first thing I said, and it was there. Okay, maybe I got that wrong, but then the other things, I better not say them, because I must have got them wrong.
We'll keep trying.
Okay.
Name something people associate with Santa Claus. Beard, number 6 on the list. 5 other answers to go. Does anybody have the other 5? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Beard number 6. Something people associate with Santa Claus. Does anybody remember what the other 5 were? I don't know.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I think somebody had said reindeer.
Reindeer is number 5 on the list, yeah.
And I had said cookies and milk, but I thought that would be there, but it wasn't.
Yep, no cookies and milk.
Okay.
Reindeer, number 5 on the list. Reindeer, number 5. Beard, number 6. Still 4 other answers. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
One of them was presents. Gifts.
Yep. Presents was number 1 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Presents, number 1 on the list. So we got presents at number 1, reindeer at number 5, beard at number 6, 3 other answers to go. 59 minutes past the hour. Name something people associate with Santa Claus. Does anybody have the 3 other answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I think we're getting into that category where we did not get the answers last week. Go ahead, caller.
This one wasn't said, I don't think, but let's say ho, ho, ho.
No ho, ho, ho on the list.
No ho, ho, ho on the list here today. Presents, reindeer, and beard. And we've got 3 other answers to go, and we'll get to those on the other side of this break.
The place for holiday fun. For legendary newsman Hugh Downs.
Oh, yeah. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring. not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap.